Today is January the 22nd, 2020, and it's our 100th day on Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program, and this school year, we are reading through the book of John in bite-sized pieces and learning how to pray scripture. Before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our one and only holy and awesome God. Today's prayer is brought to you by the letter J. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. O Lord, the name above all names is Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're our judge and the jury. You're the only one who can justify. Lord, we thank you that you are jealous for us with love. We thank you for the joy that you give us in everything. You're a just-in-time God. You're Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You're Jehovah Nisi, our banner. And you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. O gracious God, you are Jehovah Shabbah, the warrior. And you are the Lord of Jerusalem. Thank you, Lord, for your justice. Lord, I'm very excited to come before you for the 100th time this school year with my brothers and sisters in the public schools. Give them strength, Lord. Give them courage and help them to gather together so that we can encourage each other. Oh, gracious God, there is nothing more important than prayer in the schools, to look to you, the only one who can transform our schools with your love and truth. We thank you and look to you for all things. In the mighty and powerful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are reading through the book of John, and we're just about done with chapter 11. The Word of God, John 11, verses 51 to 54. He did not say this of his own accord, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but also to gather into one the children of God who are scattered abroad. So from that day on, they made plans to put him to death. Jesus therefore no longer walked openly among the Jews, but went from there to the region near the wilderness, to a town called Ephraim. And there he stayed with his disciples. The Word of God, John 11, verses 51 to 54. Praise God for his powerful words. Now, the second thing that we love to do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small excerpt from a song, and then I read you the lyrics. This school year, we're doing only hymns, and we take one hymn a week and then listen to it by different artists. This week, we're listening to Nothing But the Blood. Today, we're going to hear it from the Norton Hall Band. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Naught of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And that, dear friends, was the Norton Hall Band singing Nothing But the Blood of Jesus, written by Robert Lowry in 1876. Now, the next portion of Around the Word in 180 Days that we love is looking into the Word of God, learning how to pray it. So we first say it, and then we pray it. So we're going to take a look at labor again today, and one of my favorite verses. I know I say that a lot, but this one is for you and for me. And it's from 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Oh, your labor is not in vain, dear Christian educator. Every time you display the fruit of the Spirit, you are laboring for the Lord. Every time you love unconditionally, you are laboring for the Lord. And now let us pray, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 8. Now, this prayer is only a sample, and I'm learning with you. So I hope that you will try it in your own voice and in your own way. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for Christian brothers and sisters who love you. Help us to find each other, Lord, so that we may encourage each other to labor for you in our public schools. Please give us the spirit, power, and self-control to be steadfast, immovable, and always abounding in your work at our school. When our labor is love, may it point to you. Help us to be confident and share a deep belief that our labor is never in vain. We say hallelujah to our comforter and friend Jesus. Amen. And to encourage you, my friends, we have now a collection of 100 verses that you can go ahead and see online. You can take them, share them, download them, do whatever you want with them to give him the glory for his awesome word. You can find them at their own little shortcut, tinyurl.com/TAWFT. There's a word for that. Now, also in the Word this year, we have committed to memorizing Scripture with the purpose of meditating on Scripture. For when you're worried or disconsolate or you just have something heavy on your brain and you just can't get rid of it, you can change your mindset with Christian meditation by thinking about God's Word. You can even say it in your head if you have it memorized. And so that is why we're committing to one verse a month. And we're now in our sixth month together. And we are using Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9 for the month of January. Now, it's a two-parter. The minimum, or the basic, is the first two verses, 4 to 5. And then the upgrade, or the exceptional, is from 6 to 9. So it's your choice. Memorize whatever portion you like. And it says from Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. This is the first part. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Now the second part, the upgrade, is 6 to 9. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house. And when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And I pray that that is a blessing to you, and you can bring it up from the scroll on your soul anytime you need it. Now, the final thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to look at prayer. Now, prayer was supposedly removed from the public schools. Well, the only thing that was removed was the teacher at the front of the classroom praying to their captive audience. And think about it today, all of the different kinds of teachers we have out there. This is a good law. That's my opinion. But I do believe that we've been misinformed because everybody thinks you can't pray in school. But as long as there are tests in school, there will be prayers. Amen. And so you can pray in school with your colleagues just as easily as you can plan a baby shower. So if you get together for any other kind of event, you can get together for prayer. Just do it on your non-contractual time. And so as you gather to pray, there are so many different ways to pray, and that's what we look at in this section. But primarily and first, we talk about a corporate prayer, and that's called the 1:16 p.m. prayer. And we pray at that crazy time every day because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today on January 22nd, we're going to be praying for the reminder that the Spirit is our advisor and that we go to Him. Now, if you get to that time of the day and your alarm goes off and you're just kind of like, I don't remember the prompt, that's not a problem. Just pray. Pray to God with your eyes open. Just go about your business. In fact, you're usually just going over to turn off your alarm and go back to what you were doing. And that interruption is just a beautiful time of unity with your brothers and sisters all across the nation. I sure look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. Now, the type of prayer that we're unpacking or dissecting this week is prayer walking. Now, we discussed yesterday that it is very clunky when you first start doing it, but it's one of the greatest ways to pray your campus. So for action step number one, come in early or stay a little later to prayer walk. If you have indoor hallways, claim one hall at a time, walk up the hall and pray for the teachers and students by classroom on one side, turn around and pray for the rest of the classrooms on the other side. And in so doing, you are raising up the names of the teachers and as many students as you could possibly know, directly to the throne room of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a gift to your school. And so as you get good at it, you might want to invite somebody else in to join you. It really is a treasure. And the greatest wellness program by walking and talking with the Lord. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of our powerful reading from the book of John today. John 11, verses 51 to 54. He did not say this of his own accord, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but also to gather into one the children of God who are scattered abroad. So from that day on, they made plans to put him to death. Jesus therefore no longer walked openly among the Jews, but went from there to the region near the wilderness to a town called Ephraim. And there he stayed with the disciples. Oh, holy God, you do marvelous works, Lord. You know the beginning from the end. Forgive us when we ask for prayers and we don't see the answers, when in fact you are answering, just not in the way we understand. And just like Caiaphas, we have words sometimes that we wonder where they came from. Just please, Lord, help us with our words, that they are pleasing to you. We love you, adore you, and appreciate your covering for us in the public schools. We ask for all of this in the holy and high and lifted name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing. This is Karen. I love you.